Okay, let's move on here to, let's see, Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hey, I was taking cardio tone for my blood pressure, but it was making me too fatigued.
Yes, it would.
So my naturopathic doctor said I should just stop it and keep an eye on it.
That's right.
I read that book that you recommended, The K Factor. I don't know. And I was wondering how many milligrams, you know, they only let you take potassium in 99 milligrams because I guess if you take too much, something can happen to you.
Yes.
But can you do the bowel tolerance with a vitamin or with potassium like you do with vitamin C?
No, you can't, sir. You can keep in mind that if I were to prescribe prescription potassium for you, which would be full of artificial ingredients, the color and all that kind of garbage, you would find the tablet was 1,000 milligrams. And you would find that the maximum of those recommended is 3 tablets a day. I am not kidding. So the 99 is an ancient thing that FDA did, and they've never gotten off its case. But the reason for it has very likely got to do with competition with the 1,000 milligram tablets, which are much easier to just swallow one, you see.
So, yeah, I know. They say in the book I was reading that you can take up, the normal person needs 4,300 milligrams a day. And I'm up to about 1,500 milligrams. But, you know, I read some other literature, and it said that, you know, too much potassium can cause heart palpitations and all this other stuff, you know.
Well, I suspect it might if you were up at the upper reaches of that potassium, sir. But there's other books out there, too. There's one called the High Blood Pressure Solution. And it strongly advocates potassium. And so far, I've not run into anybody who's got into trouble with using up to 3,000.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.